you so much for staying with Sherrod and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation with Uzi Mahidin, Malaysia's chief statistician. He's on the show tonight. Now, I want to ask how the data that's being collected will be used, Uzi, for formulating data-driven policymaking. Is it being used to make sure that the policies made at the highest level are on the most accurate data? Who is using this data?
I think if we look at the, for example, the spirit of the census, the data at the end of the day needs to be used by local authority at the district level as well as the aggregate level. So, for example, we want to look at the performance of every district in terms of the issue on the social, issue on the economy. So the data we speak up. I think the characteristic of the developed country is how the people participation in the public policy. So with the a lot of data made available, I guess they will bring the country in better future where people will speak up based on the availability of the data. So I think this census, I would like to see that everyone participate. And actually, this statistic, like the census, is an opportunity for people to voice out their requirement. And I can see that as the memorandum from the people to the stakeholders. So what the thing that should be done, what the thing that can be improved, what is the opportunity. So I think at the end of the day, we want that this statistic will be provided to all MPs, all the representative communities, so they can know what's happening on the ground.
Uzi, there's a wonderful saying, you know, lies and statistics. It seems that there's data, but there needs to be interpretation. To what extent do you and your organization provide and the interpretive framework for this data? To what extent do you work with universities to interpret the data for policymakers or work with policymakers so that the data is understood correctly rather than just being used in a perfunctory kind of manner?
Yes. At the juncture, we don't have very what we call the data charter. In the future, we want to promoting the data charter where very important anything that you want to make the decision based on the facts and numbers. I mean, there are some countries where the data is available, but it's not been used to make a decision. So with the data charter, if there are some misleading in terms of interpretation, I think it's something that is not in good ethics. So I think this in our role as a custodian of the national statistical system, we continue to educate people to make sure that people can really understand the statistics, have to look at the in the totality, have to look at the time series, what happened in the past, what happened now, what will happen in the future.
So on that note, Uzair, then how political is Malaysia's data?
Again?
How political is Malaysia's data? Is Malaysia's data disaggregated, politically sensitive data?
I think the data is colorblind. I think regardless of what your ideology, the data will speak up. I think it's very important the data will tell us what happened in the past, what happened now, what's going to be in the future. So I think if there are some people try to mislead the statistics, I think that can be detected by others. I think it's very important for us to explain in detail what is the limitation, what we call is the metadata of the every statistic we produce.
Okay, well, Dr. Zhe, thank you so much for speaking with us on the show tonight. We really appreciate your time and all the best with Census 2020. It is a challenging year and we wish you and your team the best. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutton, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night.